Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Greg Pickens, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 5 through 7. "And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, because of the Lord who is faithful, has chosen you." Here ends the reading. In this reading, we hear from the passage in Isaiah called The Servant's Walk. What makes these verses so foundational to the Christian life is that they reinforce the importance of both the individual as well as community in God's salvation. In the North American expression of religion, we can often see the individual salvation as the sole purpose of walking with God. And while this is not specifically wrong, it definitely presents a constricted vision of what is cast in God's Word. Scripture makes it clear that through God's image, humans are meant to have a close bond with the Almighty. God invites us near. Even with all our ups and downs, joys and tragedies, we are invited near to be reconciled with God, to receive everlasting life with the Father, to be given a purpose in life, to receive forgiveness, to be a force for reconciliation in this world. These, among others, are the gifts of God for all who seek them. God wants us to use the life we have been given and this bond with our Creator to establish and care for families we either create ourselves or to which we are born. And this is a good thing. What we hear less frequently is what Isaiah reminds us of in this passage, that we are to employ all that God has given us for the betterment of our community. In fact, the whole of the Old Testament instructs us that God will save both individuals and communities, both individual Israelites and Israel as a whole. And, perhaps most amazing of all, is that people get to play our role in God's plan of salvation. God does the saving, but in the meantime, each of us is called to care for ourselves, our families, and also our larger community. We are to be light and goodness in our world, and this is the vision that God gave to Isaiah. By our very existence and beliefs, we shape and reshape the world around us into places where outsiders are welcome, widows are tended to, orphans are loved, and those in need, they are seen and cared for. This is the unique role of believers in the world. We get to practice our faith in our homes and places of worship before being called into the world to serve others. This is what a long discipleship achieves. To use all that God has given us for the singular purpose of being light in the world. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.